From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Ascension, A Novel of Politics by Douglas D. Brown. Now, let's begin with Ascension, A Novel of Politics. Introduction. October 12, 1995. Tassin Residence, Choctaw, Louisiana, 7:10 p.m.
So that's how it ends, eh, Jack?
The last of the ladies from the church had just left, and the Honorable Jack Tassin, District 109 representative of the great state of Louisiana, sank into the couch, rubbing his sore hand some more. It still ached from yesterday. He'd been a politician for 16 years, and shaking hands was part of the job description. Yesterday, however, was a marathon. By the end of the wake, which lasted an hour and a half longer than it was supposed to, he was spent. He had to start his car with his left hand because his right simply hurt too much. The funeral this morning had been lengthy and sad. Brother Preston had done his best to pep up the mourners, promising that the deceased had gone on to glory and that the promise of salvation was being fulfilled at that very moment. For Jack, there was work to be done in tying up his legislative affairs, but to a great extent, today had been his own funeral as well. He understood that the mourners were saying goodbye to the deceased, and to him also, so there would be no need for any of them to come by or to call on him. They had already paid their respects. He knew that the phone would not ring anymore, and all those people who told themselves they needed to stop by sometime to visit would consider their obligation satisfied. They would move on. There was nothing he could do for them anymore, and frankly, there was nothing he had to give.
How did it get to this?